This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. As scientists work to understand and address a changing climate, some are exploring creative and unusual approaches. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy sat in on a discussion about climate moonshots at last week's Ideas Festival. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
Elizabeth, you heard scientists discussing resurrecting woolly mammoths. What does that mean? Are we headed for another Jurassic Park?
Not exactly, but there are some similarities. So the Arctic is full of mammoth bones that have DNA intact that scientists can extract and then use to genetically modify elephants so that they develop mammothy characteristics like thick fur that would help them survive Arctic winters and vastly extend their range. So it's not exactly like creating a mammoth from scratch from this DNA, but it would be genetically modifying elephants. And it's Russian scientists who've proposed this wild idea. There's a research center actually called Pleistocene Park where they're working on restoring the ecosystem that supported mammoths.
That's incredibly cool, but why? Why is this being discussed? How are mammoths connected to climate change?
Well, it all has to do with permafrost. So a researcher at the Woods Hole Research Center, Max Holmes, studies permafrost. Permafrost is the layer of earth that is permanently frozen, or at least has been frozen for more than 2 years, often much longer than that. Permafrost contains a lot of carbon, like 1,500 billion tons of carbon, which for context is about double the amount of carbon that's currently in our atmosphere. So if the permafrost melts, scientists like Max Holmes are concerned that that release of carbon into the atmosphere will vastly accelerate climate change.
What's the connection between woolly mammoths and permafrost?
There are a few different ideas here, but the part of the Arctic that scientists are interested in is often covered with snow, and snow insulates the ground. Mammoths are really big, so when they...
They're mammoths.
So when they walk on the snow, it compacts and reduces some of that insulating power of snow. So the colder air temperature might permeate further into the ground, keeping the permafrost frozen for longer.
This did not go well in Jurassic Park. What are some of the ethical concerns being raised about this?
Yeah, so of course there are issues on a sort of basic abstract level that deal with manipulation and human power and things like that. It's not like scientists are starting from scratch or with an established species like they were when they were cloning sheep. So we're kind of in a new territory here. Instead, they're changing genes in elephants, and there are some social concerns that are specific to elephants. Jacqueline Gill, who's a paleoecologist, spoke about concerns about those first few resurrected mammoths. The idea is that these species, the first few out there, would not have a culture to learn and understand. So it's unclear how those animals would fare without a social network, without sort of that, you know, for lack of a better term, institutional knowledge that's been passed through successive generations and understanding, you know, how the world works.
Well, at this point, it's still a moonshot, right?
Right, exactly. I don't think we're going to have a mammoth in the streets of Aspen anytime soon. We'll have to leave that to the moose.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
My pleasure, Kristen.
That was Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, our environment reporter, speaking about the idea of resurrecting woolly mammoths, something that was floated as a climate moonshot at last week's Aspen Ideas Festival. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.